Chapter 3. 13 years earlier, the world had been different. Some say it was a kinder and slower place. Others say it was harsh and cruel. To Dr. Ken Hayabusa, an American-born Japanese archaeologist, it was simply the most exciting time to be alive. His wife had given birth to a handsome, healthy son, and he had finally begun the expedition of his career, the one that was sure to win him a worldwide recognition in his field. He was beyond happy. He awoke each day practically exploding with joy. Although he knew his trek might be dangerous, he had taken all the necessary precautions. How could he have known that his precautions were in vain? How could he have possibly known the bizarre fate that awaited him? "Randolph, you're a wimp!" Ken Hayabusa pounded through the dense brush of the Amazon jungle. Overhead, the noon sun was a fireball that seemed to lick the skin with its flames. The humidity clung to him. Tropical insects hovered in thick swarms around his face. The low-hanging branches whipped him at every turn, but he barely noticed any of it. He paused a moment and adjusted his backpack and sword belt. He remembered how his colleagues had laughed when he insisted on taking the sword. No matter. Not even the most up-to-date ammunition made him feel as safe as his sword. It was an old and trusted friend. And in times of need, friends never let you down. "Randolph," he called out again. "Have I lost you, old fellow?" Several yards behind him, an overweight bearded man stumbled through a greenish-yellow thicket. He crashed to the ground, sending the contents of his backpack sprawling. "I don't know why I ever agreed to go along with this crack-brained scheme," he mumbled. Dr. Hayabusa sprinted over to help him up. "For the pursuit of knowledge, my friend," he said with a laugh. "Surely this can't be the Dr. Randolph Wimple, shining star of the University of Peru Archaeology Department." "Spare me the guilt trip, Ken," Dr. Wimple replied. "Can't we just sit for a minute? You may be a black belt ninja, my friend, but I'm an ordinary human. The ruins have been there for hundreds of years. They'll be exactly the same whether we get there now or 5 hours from now." "Yes, but my son is changing by the minute," Dr. Hayabusa said, pacing anxiously. "I can't wait to return to my family with the news of our great success, Randolph." Dr. Wimple sighed. "Just my luck to get stuck with a romantic sap. All right, if we must hurry, so be it. Just be careful. You know the dangers." Of course he did. Every archaeologist knew them. Of the 29 explorers who had tried to reach the ruins, none have ever returned. No bodies have ever been found. No one knew what was inside the ruins. There were rumors of dragons and monsters, but those were never taken seriously. One thing was clear, though. Whatever was there must be of great historical importance and awesome power. "Demons, eh, Randolph?" Dr. Hayabusa chuckled. "You're afraid of some drooling, fire-breathing monsters going to gobble us down? Is that it?" "Well, no. I was just saying that..." "Don't forget, Randolph, this is the late 20th century," he resumed his pacing. "None of the other explorers had the sophisticated tracking devices we have, the weaponry, the communication setup." "Yes, the space-age technology like your sword," Dr. Wimple said dryly. "A cheap shot, Randolph, you know that." Before he could say another word, Dr. Hayabusa disappeared into the ground. "Ken!" Dr. Wimple exclaimed. He rushed to the hole where his colleague had been standing. "Randolph?" came a muffled voice from within the hole. "What do you suppose a bear trap would be doing in the middle of a tropical jungle?" Dr. Wimple put his hands in his mouth. "Oh, dear!" He reached down and pulled his colleague out. "Were you caught in it?" Dr. Hayabusa said, dusting himself off. "No, I was saved by several decades of rust. The trap couldn't close." "Well, I suppose we must be getting near our site," Dr. Wimple said. "Someone is trying to protect it." "Was trying to protect it, Randolph," Dr. Hayabusa corrected. "Judging from that trap, it looks as if they had may have given up years ago." "Lucky for us, I suppose." "You see," Dr. Hayabusa said, heading back into the woods, "we have nothing to fear." Dr. Hayabusa swallowed his last word. There was a lizard in his path, but it was not a cute, little, slithery pest. It was 6 feet long and angry, and its enormous teeth glinted in the sun as they lunged at Dr. Hayabusa's face.